He sat up, shifting me easily to his lap, and pulled me into a kiss before I could warn him about my breath. His was no better. But it was my turn to be surprised, because as he deepened the kiss and smoothed his hands down my arms, gently pulling them behind me, I felt something, a flicker, a trickle of heat, real heat, not passion, but fire. I gasped, my eyes widening as he pulled back. "I want to be inside you," he said, his voice low, implacable. One of his hands pinned my wrist behind my back, the other massaged elsewhere, just right. I think I made a sound. I'm not sure. "I want to watch the dawn light break across your skin. I want you to scream as the sun rises. I don't care what name you call." That has to be the most unromantic thing I've ever heard, I thought giddily. He touched me more then, kissing, tasting, caressing. He had learned much about me in our previous session, which this time he used to ruthless effect. When his teeth grazed my throat, I cried out and arched backward, not quite voluntarily. The way he was holding my wrists meant that I bent how he wanted me to bend. He wasn't hurting me. I could feel the care he took to avoid that, but I couldn't break his grip. I trembled, my eyelids fluttering shut, fear and arousal making me lightheaded as I finally understood. Sunrise was coming. I had made love to a godling, but this was different. I could no longer see the glow rise in Shiny's body, but I had tasted the first stirrings of magic in his kiss. He was not quite my Shiny, not anymore, and he would be nothing like my cool, carefree Madding. He would be a thing of heat and intensity and absolute power. Could I lie down with something like that and get up whole? "I want to be myself for you, Ori," he whispered against my skin. "Just once. Not a plea, never that. An explanation." I closed my eyes and made myself relax. I couldn't bring myself to speak, but I didn't have to. My trust was enough. So he lifted us, turning to put me under him on the bed, this time pinioning my arms above my head. I lay passive, knowing that he needed this, the control. He had so little power these days. What he could claim was precious to him. For some moments, he simply looked at me. His gaze was like feathers on my skin, a torment. When he actually touched me, it had the weight of command. I arched and shuddered and opened myself to him. I could not help it. As he pressed against me, into me, I felt the impossible heat of his body rise. He moved slowly at first, concentrating, whispering something. God words, like a prayer, almost at the threshold of my ability to hear them. The magic would not work for him, would it? But he is different now. This is different. And then I felt the words on my skin. I don't know how I knew they were words. I shouldn't have. Usually only my fingers were that sensitive. But now my thighs made out the arcs and curves and jagged turns of God's language, each character perfectly clear in my mind. It was more than words. There were strange tilted lines, too, and numbers and other symbols whose purpose I could not decipher. Too complex. He had created language at the beginning of time, and it had always been his most subtle instrument. The words slid along my skin, wending down my legs, circling my breasts. Gods. There are no mortal words for how it felt, but I writhed. How I writhed. He watched me, heard me whimper, and was pleased. I felt that, too. "Ori," he said. "Only that." I heard whispers behind it, a dozen voices, all his, overlapping. The word took on a dozen different layers of meaning, encompassing lust, fear, dominance, tenderness, reverence. Then he kissed me again, fiercely this time, and I would have cried out if I could have because it burned, like lightning arcing down my throat and setting all my nerves afire. It made me writhe anew, which he generously permitted. It made me cry, but the tears dried almost at once. My sweat became steam. I felt the heat of the encroaching sun soak in and then gather within me, rising close to the skin, boiling. It would either find an outlet or it would burn me up. It did not care. I did not care. I was shouting wordlessly, straining against him, begging for just that little bit extra, just that final touch, just a taste of the God within the man. Because he was both. And I loved them both, and I needed both with all my soul. Then came the day, and with it the light, and all my awareness dissolved amid the rush and roar and incomprehensible glory of 10,000 white-hot suns.